AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless. Ask how priceless at Mel's Tire. 721, 31 degrees on the way to 53 today. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this midweek Wednesday, the 13th of December. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Savannah Cavanaugh. Savannah is the South Central Region Director for Special Olympics. And Scott Hayes is with us. Scott, a member of the Polar Plunge Local Committee here in Emporia. Savannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Scott, how are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right so far. Well, it's for folks that are maybe new to this, bringing up Polar Plunge 2 months out may seem a little bit far field, but at the same time, this is, Scott, when you guys really get revved up locally.
We might actually be a little behind schedule right now, Chuck, because what we're really doing now, in addition to what we're doing three things here this morning, but in addition to letting everybody know the date, which will be Saturday, February 17th, once again at Mouse Lake here in Emporia, and we want to introduce Savannah to everybody. She's the new South Central Region Director for Special Olympics Kansas. We're also making sure that businesses who would like to be sponsors of the Polar Plunge have an opportunity to do that, because we kind of need to lock down sponsorships by the end of the year or early in January, so we can make sure that we get everything on shirts and banners and things that need to be done before the plunge in February. So those are kind of the three things we're doing here this morning.
Scott, on that front, kind of locking down, you know, what you need preliminarily getting into that big date in February, how can businesses get involved and other partners get involved with you at this point in time and really smooth things out for you?
Well, if there's a business that has been involved in the past and we haven't reached out to them yet, get a hold of us. Myself or John Kelsch or any of the committee members that you know. You can also find our Facebook page and maybe send us a message that way. But if you're a new business, somebody who has heard us talk about the plunge over the past years, maybe you've actually gone down and watched the plunge, but you've never been a sponsor and you would be interested in that, reach out to myself, 620-344-1400, or get a hold of Undersheriff John Kelsch at the Lyon County Sheriff's Department. Or again, if you happen to know a member of the planning committee, you can reach out through them and we can get you taken care of that way as well. But again, we can kind of walk you through what the different levels are and what you would need to do between now and the early part of January to be a sponsor.
The Polar Plunge here in Emporia coming up February 17th. It is 107 that will be taking place, I believe, in Kansas. Savannah Cavanaugh is with us also. Savannah, as we mentioned, is the South Central Region Director for Special Olympics. How important are these Polar Plunges, Savannah, to Special Olympics?
Yeah, so these Polar Plunges are incredibly important. They do support local athletes, so the one here in Emporia will benefit athletes here in Emporia and all across the state. And this partnership for Polar Plunge and LATR benefits and goes toward our traditional regional and state events, so kind of our big events that happen all throughout the year, helps pay for things like medals, meals, facility requests, so it's kind of the basis of how we really make our events come to happen.
Savannah, talk about your work in the office here as the regional director and really how you came to Special Olympics.
Yeah, so I actually just recently graduated from the University of Kansas. So I've been in Lawrence the last couple years, but it's actually unique. I work for the entire South Central region, but I do live here in Emporia. So, you know, I have a special interest in helping out with this Emporia Polar Plunge and being involved that way.
Have you been involved in the local polar plunge effort here the last couple of years by chance before assuming your regional position?
I have not, so this is actually my first year.
Very first one, okay.
I did intern last year and helped with a couple of the polar plunges in Kansas City, but I'm really excited to see the Emporia plunge. I know a lot of people have had just nothing but fantastic things to say about it.
Scott, what type of advice are you giving Savannah as she gets started?
I haven't had to give her any. She came ready to go. She asked the questions she needs answered when we've had meetings, and the biggest thing is you can tell her energy and her excitement about her position, but Special Olympics Kansas in general. So it's been a great partnership so far.
Again, Savannah Cavanaugh, Scott Hayes joining us talking about Polar Plunge coming up in February. Savannah, what has you, most gratified about the effort coming in to what we're going to see here in February and across the state? And just how much travel are you going to be putting on your vehicle here with the next couple of months?
So I think I'm actually going to be pretty sedentary. I'm lucky to have a development staff at Special Olympics Kansas that put in a lot of effort to help out with this. And, you know, since I'm here in Emporia, I think I'm pretty limited to, I might have to go back and pick some stuff up at headquarters in Kansas City. But other than that, I'm here and I'm really grateful to the planning committee here. They have just so much already going and so much set up, and it's been really easy to transition into that and just be a part of it and know what's going on. So I'm really grateful for that. And I think with me being located in Emporia, it's kind of a really unique experience for myself as a regional director to be incredibly involved in this planning.
Scott, is there going to be anything that is largely different from past polar plunges when it comes to the actual schedule coming up in February?
Not completely different. We are not having a strut this year. So it will just be the polar plunge on Saturday, February 17th. We will once again have an off-site kind of team check-in and registration at Stingers, and it sounds like Dan Atkins is going to have a biscuit and gravy breakfast there this morning, so we'll probably start around 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning, allowing teams to check in and get their materials, or if you hadn't registered in advance, you can get registered day of, because we usually then move registration over to the lake at around 10:30, and because we're plunging by 11:30. So, but we are excited to be back at Stingers again this year for some off-site team check-in and registration that morning, and then the plunge at Mouse Lake. So other than not having the strut this year, everything else schedule-wise is about what it has been for the past.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Scott, Savannah, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be bringing you guys back on here a couple of times between now and the big event on February 17th, and looking forward to a huge turnout as we seem to have now every year for Polar Plunge. Scott, thanks again, bud.
Hey, no problem. Hey, real quick, if you would like to go ahead and register early, you can go to plungeks.org, find the Emporia Plunge. You should be able to find a way to contact somebody on the committee or get a message to us that way if you would like to be a sponsor. This year's theme, by the way, is Together We Freeze. So if you like to start planning in advance on what your costume might be the day of, that gives you an idea. Together We Freeze and plungeks.org. You can start your registration process there either for an individual or for a team, and we'll see you February 17th at Mouse Lake.
Sounds good. Savannah, thanks again. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, Savannah Cavanaugh, Scott Hayes joining us talking about Polar Plunge for Special Olympics February 17th. Tomorrow's Newsmaker Segment 720, Scott Bernheide with a last-minute preview of Wreaths Across America Saturday at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery.
Yeah, at 11 sharp, by the way, coming up this Saturday. Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 728, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Start the day off with good taste at Gravel City Roasters. Power your day and fill your cup with the perfect blend of fresh roasted house coffee, espressos, or lattes. They also offer an assortment of baked goods. Start or end your day with unparalleled taste, whether it's a meeting, study session, or a quick visit with friends. And don't forget the student or military discount.